This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. If you came in the spring, we could expect newness. Bright yellow flowers to soften your path, the songs of birds to herald your coming, but you came in winter's despair, and the chill of complacency settled upon us. If you came in summer, we could expect you to be bronzed, stepping from the sea, but you came in a stable. A wrinkled baby with animals as midwives and angels for playmates. Help us to set down our parcels of expectations, to reach down and scoop you up in our arms, your laughing breath always giving to us life. Amen. All that's left is the baby. There's no line to see Jesus. Perhaps you saw the song that was floating around on the internet during this Christmas season of a young boy who had gone to the department store with his grandfather and mother, and in the wisdom of a child had asked his mom and grandpa, seeing all the people lined up to see Santa Claus, responded, "Where's the line to see Jesus?" The grandfather and mother went home and wrote a song. Christmas time was approaching. The snow was starting to fall. Shoppers choosing their presents. People filling the mall. Children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. A little boy tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me, "Where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? Where's the line to see Jesus? He was born for me. Santa Claus brought me presents, but Christ gave his life for me." If we are to be in that line to see him, we need to be careful about who it is we decide we have seen. Let me tell you a little story. It was early in this Advent season when Bishop Friday gathers the clergy and their spouses for a special Christmas early party, since we're so busy ourselves over the Christmas time. My wife Dee and Father William in the back seat are on our way down in the HOV lane on our way down to Miami when we are rear-ended. The first Christmas present early we got was that nobody was hurt. But we had a flat tire. Back bumper was messed up. I had Dee call AAA while Father William and I are taking out the spare tire. Much to my amazement, a tow truck pulls up behind us not 5 minutes later. AAA is really good. It looked like, since I have never had to change a tire on this car, that we needed a special axle wrench to get the hubcap off of the tire. And so I went up to the man before he was getting out of his truck to tell him we need a special wrench to get off the hubcap. And he said, "I don't have a wrench." And I said, "Well, the tire is flat. I need you to change the tire." And he says, "I don't change tires. That's your job." I'm thinking, what kind of AAA is this? He said, "All I have is a jack and some kind of a wrench." And I said, "Well, can you help us change the tire?" And he said, "I have a bad back." Well, finally, I thought to ask him, "Are you AAA? And he said, "No, I'm the Road Ranger." In the end, he did help us to change the tire. But the point of the story is this. Do we really recognize who this is who has come into our life? The angel says, today is born to you a Savior. We can think often in our lives that it's about Jesus coming and to open the gates of heaven and our sin is wiped away and so now everything is okay and we can get on with our life. My friends, if that's all he is for you, you are missing the party. The true gift that comes to us at Christmas is someone who believes so much in us that he wants to have a living, breathing relationship that is going to guide us, that is going to lead us, that is going to enable us to become all that we could ever possibly imagine to be when we look to him for our strength. A friend of mine last year, I was talking to him and reflecting about Christmas, and he said, you know, I think I've figured out this incarnation thing. And oh, really? 2,000 years, we haven't explained it yet. What do you have to say? And he said this, it's so beautiful that God wanted to see it from our point of view. If we think of Jesus coming to us from that aspect, that he thinks this world and the people who are in it are so beautiful that he wanted to be a part of it, I think it makes a strong case for the way in which we choose to live. There's no line. If you have not welcomed him lately or even ever into your life, I urge you to do so. Let tonight be your beginning. Let him give birth in your heart tonight. Life will always have its challenges, its trials, its difficulties. But in the one who gives us true hope, peace, and joy, and love is there for the taking. There's no line. I'd like to end tonight with the words of a great preacher by the name of William Dawes, who encourages us to meditate upon this babe by himself in the manger. See in this child, in some sense, who you are, someplace deep in your soul. Be with this baby that in you which yearns to be born, where there remains in you some hope or harbored deep longing, a yet unfinished and incomplete one within you who still dreams of a chance of finding life. See mirrored in this baby the part of you that is relegated to the outside, the edges and periphery of your life. Even stuck out back in the stable with the dirty and smelly animals. Know the babe as that in you which has no real place in the world you have carefully constructed and tended over the years. Does not have a room at the inn or at the office or in the church or even perhaps in your home around your dining room table. Imagine who this is for whom there is no line who waits to enter each of our lives. Let us take that to our prayer.